إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد تبسيط. There's a tremendous statement reported by Sheikh Abu Nu'aym Al-Asbahani Al-Hafidh Rahmatullahi Alayhi, with his chain of narration going back to Sufyan ibn Sa'id Al-Thawri Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who was the Imam of the people of Kufa from the Tabi'in, from the third generation of Islam. And he, along with a number of other scholars, the likes of Imam Malik and Az-Zuhri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, and others in his time, were from the first generation of what are called An-Nuqad. An-Nuqad are the ulama that critique the chains of narration. The ulama that critique the chains of narration, meaning they critique the narrators. They critique the narrators, and he who was dhabit or ghayru dhabit, and who was a reliable narrator who had what was called a dhabt, and he, where a person has either memorized what they are narrating and they were attested to having a strong memory, or they would narrate from what they had written down, and they would be careful as regards what they wrote down and who they narrated from, and the likes of these matters, and that they had al-adala. And these are the two conditions that the scholars mentioned for the acceptability of a narrator in general, al-dabtu wal-adala, and that they have strength in memory, or that they were careful in what they wrote down, and that if they wrote their narrations down and they were not strong in memory, that they would narrate from exactly what they wrote, word for word, exactly as they wrote it, and that they had al-adala. They had al-adala, which is trustworthiness, that they were known to be upright individuals who were not known for lying and treachery and deception and these sorts of affairs. And so this is the way that the knowledge was preserved in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by the critique of the chains of narration and the critique of the narrations by the qualified scholars from the earliest of generations. So this is the third generation, and this is one of the Imams who is one of the people that he himself is describing in this statement, where he says, Al-Malaikatu Hurrasu Sama wa Ahlul Hadith Hurrasul Ard. The Malaika are the guardians of the heavens, and the people of Hadith are the guardians of the earth. The Malaika are the guardians of the heavens, and the people of Hadith are the guardians of the earth. And there are a number of narrations and statements from the writings of the ulama of the earliest of generations that give us the details of exactly what is meant by that. And from the narrations is what is in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Indeed we sent down the dhikr, indeed we sent down the remembrance, meaning the religion. And indeed we shall safeguard the religion. And here, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says, Nahnu, it is called the Noon of Al-Adam, and is known in the English language also, when we referring to the first person pronoun, a person saying we, meaning I, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his greatness, when Allah says we, and here it is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala informing that what he is mentioning in a particular instance is from the evidences of his unfathomable greatness and tremendousness and his right to be venerated, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah said, indeed we sent down the remembrance, and indeed we are hafidhun, we are the protectors, we shall safeguard the revelation. So we brought about Abu Dawood and others from Abi Huraira, from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along these lines, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الله يبعث لهذه الأمة على رأس كل مئة سنة من يجدد لها دينها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send for this nation at the head of every 100 years, من يجدد لها دينها. Any that those that would safeguard, or those that would يجدد, any those that would renew the religion, those that would revive the religion. So the safeguarders of the deen and the مجددون, they are the علماء الربانيون. And they are the scholars. And those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised in His book. When He said, تبارك وتعالى, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Indeed, those that truly fear Allah from His ibad are those that have knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more a person has knowledge of Allah, the more they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As is stated by Masruq ibn Abdul Rahman, who was from the closest students of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Al-Kufa, from the Tabi'een, from the second generation, when he said, may Allah have mercy upon him, كَافَ بِالْمَرْءِ عِلْمًا أَنْ يَخْشَى اللَّهُ وَكَافَ بِالْمَرْءِ جَهَلًا وَغْتِرَارًا أَنْ يُعْجِبَهُ عَمَلُهُ. He said that it is enough of a man to be considered to be knowledgeable, that he has taqwa of Allah, that he has khashya of Allah, he has a knowledge-based fear of Allah, and is enough of a man to be deluded that he is astonished with his actions. Well, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and He has informed and that the most righteous of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every time and every place, they are the ulama, they are the scholars, and those that have knowledge of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And more a person has of knowledge about Allah, the more he should fear Allah. And so the scholars have stated that the ulama, that the ulama of hadith, that the scholars of hadith, that they are furrasul ardh, that they are the safeguarders and the protectors of the earth. Likewise, from the narrations along those lines, as was reported by, collected by Al-Bukhari in his Sahih, from the hadith of Abdullah bin Amr, he said, I heard the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاء ينتزعه من العباد ولكن يقبض العلم بقبض العلماء فإذا لم يبقى عالم اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا فسئلوا فأفتوا بغير علم فضلوا وأضلوا. Indeed, Allah تبارك وتعالى does not take the knowledge all at one time, seizing it from His عباد, from His slaves, but rather He takes the knowledge by the taking of the scholars, by the death of the scholars, to the extent that when no single scholar remains any amongst the people, then the people will take ru'usan juhalan, they will take ignorant people as their leaders, will be asked and will give fatwa without knowledge, and they will go astray and lead others astray. In the hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, collected by Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يُجَاءُ بِنُوحٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَيُقَالُ لَهُ هَلْ بَلَّغْتَ. The Nuh will be brought on the Day of Judgment, and will be said to him, did you convey your message? فَيَقُولُ نَعْمْ يَا رَبِّ. He will say, yes, O my Lord. فَتُسْأَلُ أُمَّتُهُ هَلْ بَلَّغَكَ هَلْ بَلَّغَكُمْ. And so his nation will then be asked, did he convey his message to you? فَيَقُولُونَ مَا جَاءَنَا مِن نَذِيرٍ. And they will say that no warner came to us. فَيَقُولُ مَن شُهُودُكُ مَن شُهُودُكُ. And so Allah, He will say to Nuh, who are your witnesses? فَيَقُولُ مُحَمَّدٌ وَأُمَّتُهُ. Who are his witnesses? Muhammad and his nation, صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَيُجَاءُ بِكُمْ فَتَشْهَدُونَ. And so you will be brought, and you will give your testimony. ثُمَّ قَرَأَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. And as such, the Prophet ﷺ, you cited the verse, and as such have we made you a nation that is وَسَطًا, a nation that is moderate, on a middle course. On a middle course. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, a balanced nation, a fair and just balanced nation. So that you could be witnesses over the people, and so that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be a witness over you. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, he said, الْوَسَطُ الْعَدَلِ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. He said, Al-Wasat, what is meant by Al-Wasat? A moderate nation, or Al-Adl, and a nation that is just and fair and upright. And they are the people of As-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah, وهم أهل العلم الشرعي. And they are the people of religious knowledge. فيقول أبو مسلم الخولاني سير التابعين مثل العلماء في الأرض كمثل النجوم في السماء إذا بدت لهم احتدوا وإذا خفيت عليهم تحيروا. Along these lines, Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, who was from the most illustrious scholars of the Tabi'een, who died in the year 62 after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he died before many of the youth of the companions died, before many of the ulama of the youth of the Sahaba died, and he died very young. Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, he said that the likeness of the scholars in the earth are like the likeness of the scholars in the earth are like the stars in the sky. When they are visible to the people, ihtadaw, they are rightly guided. وَإِذَا خَفِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ تَحَيَّرُوا. And when the scholars are ambiguous and unknown, تَحَيَّرُوا. And the people will be in a state of bewilderment and confusion. Abu Qilaba, Abdullah ibn Zayd al-Jurmi, wal-Jarmi, he said, مثل العلماء مثل النجوم والعلام يهتدي بها الناس. Abu Qilaba, Abdullah ibn Yazid, Abdullah ibn Zayd al-Jarami, he said that the ulama are like the stars and like the alam, and like the signs on the road that direct the people. فَإِذَا تَوَارَتْ تَرَدَّدُوا فِي الْحَيْرَةِ. And then when they are not visible, when they are not seen to the people, then the people, they find themselves in a state of confusion and bewilderment. وَإِنَ أَوْفَرَ النَّاسِ حَظًّا بِهَذَا الشَّرَفِ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ. And those that have the greatest portion of the sharaf, of this nobility, they are the people of hadith, and the people of knowledge from Ahlul Sunnah. Al-Bukhari, he reported in Sahih in Kitab al-I'tisam, Bab Qawl al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter, لَتَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَنَ الْحَقِّ يُقَاتِلُونَ وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. Al-Bukhari, he said, in Kitab al-I'tisam, the book of holding fast to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the chapter of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there will not cease to be from my nation those that are apparent upon the truth, fighting upon the truth, fighting for the truth. Bukhari, he said, Bahum ahlul ilm. He said, and they are the scholars. And they are the scholars. ثم ذكر بسنده إلى المغيرة بن شعبة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he mentioned with his chain of narration, going back to المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين حتى يأتيهم أمر الله وهم ظاهرون. The wording of the hadith, there are many wordings is what come to see of the hadith, and that there will not cease to be a طائفة, any a group, a faction from my nation that are apparent upon the truth. حتى يأتيهم أمر الله, until the order of Allah comes to them, وهم ظاهرون. So the order of Allah comes to them, and they are ظاهرون, and they are still in a state of preeminence, and they are manifest. It is clear who the scholars are, and it is clear who the people of hadith are. وبسنده إلى حميد قال سمعت معاوية بن أبي سفيان يخطب. And from حميد, he said that I heard Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan giving the khutbah. He was the Khalifa of the Muslims, Muawiyah, after Ali. And he was in which land? Muawiyah. He's where? He's in Damascus, which is in Asham. And so Muawiyah, you hear the narrations of Muawiyah, and you know that Muawiyah was in Asham. He was in Damascus in particular. He said, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Where was Ali at? Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, they were all in Medina. Where was Ali? Ali was in Iraq. He was in Kufa. He was in Al-Kufa. Ali was in Kufa because the majority of his army and his supporters, they were in Al-Kufa. So it was a place that was most safe for him as a Khalifa. The same was the case with Muawiyah, the majority of his supporters and those that were with him, they were in Asham. And so he had been the governor in Asham before he was a Khalifa, so he stayed there, and the capital of the Muslims was moved there. And later it would be moved in the time of Banu al-Abbas to Baghdad. Baghdad was built in the latter time of the Tabi'een. In the latter time of the Tabi'een, and the first of the ulama of Baghdad was the likes of Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and the likes of Yahya ibn Ma'in and others. And so Muawiyah in Asham, he was giving the khutbah, and he says, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمِ يَقُولُ. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَإِنَّمَا أَنَا قَاسِمٌ وَيُعْتِ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَزَالَ أَمْرُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ مُسْتَقِيمًا حَتَّى تَقُومَ سَاعَةً أَوْ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ. He said in the khutbah, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whoever Allah wants good for, He'll give him understanding of the religion. And indeed I, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am the distributor what Allah has given me, وَيُعْتِ اللَّهِ, and Allah is the grantor, and Allah is the giver, He is the bestower of what I am distributing. And the affair of this nation, the situation of this nation, will never cease to be in a state of istiqamah, of uprightness, until the day of judgment. Or حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, or until the affair of Allah comes to pass, meaning the any close to the hour, as is mentioned in other hadith. وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي تَفْسِيرِ هَذِهِ الطَّائِفَ أَنْ كَثِيرٍ مِنَ أَئِمَّةِ السَّلَفِ بِأَنَّهُمْ أَهْلُ الْحَدِيثِ. Many of the imams of the Salaf, who are the ruwat, the narrators of these hadith, they are the narrators of the majority of hadith. Those people that were viewed to be and looked at and agreed by the ummah to be the imams of hadith. When they were asked, what is meant by al-firqatul najiyah, al-ta'ifatul mansura, the safe sect, the victorious group that is mentioned in these narrations, they said what is meant by them is the people of hadith. The people of hadith. This is the statement of the likes of al-imam Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, al-imam Yazid ibn Harun al-Wasiti, and al-imam Ali ibn al-Madini, and al-imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, and al-imam Ahmad ibn Sinan al-Wasiti, and Imam Muhammad ibn Isa Tirmidhi and others. All of these people that he just mentioned, all these people that were just mentioned, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, Ali ibn al-Madini, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Harun ibn Yazid, or Yazid ibn Harun rather, Ahmad ibn Sinan al-Wasiti, Muhammad ibn Isa Tirmidhi, all of these people, they were from the Tabi Tabi'een, or the Tabi al-Atba'a. They were from the second or the third, the third or the fourth generation of Islam. From the third or the fourth generation of Islam. Why? And don't we find that the scholars before them said that what is meant by these narrations are Ahl al-Hadith? In the time of the Tabi'een, we don't have the statements of the Tabi'een saying what is meant by these narrations is Ahl al-Hadith. Because Ahlul Bid'ah in the time of the Tabi'een, they were like amwat, they were like zombies. And they were like the walking dead. They were afraid to show their faces in the streets. They were aqillah. They were an extreme minority. They existed, they appeared in the time of the latter era of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were confronted by the likes of Ibn Mas'ud, the likes of Abdullah ibn Abbas, the likes of Anas ibn Malik, the likes of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the likes of Mu'adh, the likes of a number of the companions. And he encountered some of the people of innovation, some encountered more than others, and they dealt with them, and they showed the mawqif of Ahlul Sunnah, the position of Ahlul Sunnah in dealing with them. But they are the people of Hadith, Ahlul Hadith. What is not meant by Ahlul Hadith, what is meant by Ahlul Hadith, first and foremost, are the ulama of Hadith. But what is meant by Ahlul Hadith are Ahlul Sunnah, and the people of Sunnah. And so for the people in the time of the Tabi'een to say that they are the people of the Sunnah, you say, وَمَنَ النَّاسِ إِلَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ. And who are the people except Ahlul Sunnah? And is there anyone alive except Ahlul Sunnah? And Ahlul Bidah was such a minority in those times that they weren't even worth mentioning. وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. And this hadith has come with a number of wordings. And the hadith of At-Ta'ifatul Mansura, of the saved sect, the victorious group, has come. The hadith of the victorious group, At-Ta'ifatul Mansura, has come with a number of different wordings. وَبِصِفَاتِنِ هَذِهِ الطَّائِفَةِ مُتَنَوِّعَةً. And a number of qualities that will be found with different parts of this ta'ifa, according to their time and according to their place. that explain to us that the people of Hadith, they are hafadatul deen wa sunnah. And that they will be in every time the preservers of the religion and the sunnah. And from the wordings is dhahirina ala al-haq. Means that they are apparent upon the truth. They are apparent upon the truth. They're not any intermingled with the people of innovation. As the Shaykh Muqbil rahimullah ta'ala, he mentioned, and it was mentioned frequently by our Shaykh Zayd ibn Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali and others from the ulama, any that the da'wah of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, any that from al-wuduh al-dhuhur, any from clarity and being obvious as regards the da'wah, is a tamayyuz. And is that we are distinct in our da'wah. We are distinct in our da'wah. The people of the sunnah, and are separating themselves from the people of innovation. So that the people know that there is a distinction. And that they distinguish themselves, and that they don't intermingle with the people of innovation, except to call them to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And from the awam, and the common people from amongst them, to call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that are the callers of innovation, they are left to their own devices. But the people of sunnah, they are in a state of dhuhur, wuduh, in a state of clarity, in a state of distinction, tamayyuz. Shaykh Muqbil rahimullah ta'ala said, "Man tashara da'watuna fil 'alam illa bit tamayyuz." Our da'wah did not spread in the world that we live in except because of a tamayyuz, except because of distinction. It's distinction, the people of sunnah being distinct from the people of innovation. So if the sunni, and he is setting up his da'wah in the midst of the innovators, and a person says that they are Sunni Salafi, but they are participating in a conference where everybody is a Sufi, Ikhwani, Sururi, Tablighi, This-i, That-i, everything but an attribution to the Salaf. Yani, and the Fahim, the understanding of the Manhaj of the Salaf. And then this person, he will say he is an accessory to the crimes that they are committing. And this person, he is co-signing what they are upon. For this reason, our scholars have forbidden the people from that, have forbidden the students of knowledge and the people of knowledge from this course of action. But rather, they are to distinguish themselves. Now imagine a person is a student of knowledge in an Islamic university, and he's gone for 5, 10, 12, 15 years, and he comes back home, and he sees that the Salafis are miskeen, ay wallahi. The Salafis are poor. Most places that you go, they're extremely poor. And they're not offering for teachers and imams and so on and so forth what the people of innovation can offer of six figures or nearly six figures and all sorts of other perks and, the woman and so on and so forth. And so he says, well, these people need dawah also. And so we need to be moderate. We need to be balanced. So I'm going to take the imam position at this masjid. And before you know it, they had an effect upon him before he had an effect upon them. And he starts to see, and he, مَا لَمْ يَخْتُرْ بِبَالِهِ. Well, he can never have imagined from the people of innovation, especially if he was never around the Mubtadi'ah before he went to study. A lot of people, they go to study, they're very young, so on and so forth. They don't have a lot of experience in dealing with different groups of people, so on and so forth. A person, he comes back, and the masjid is like church. It's like, what are you folks doing? You're playing with the religion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And you see that he's calling to what he's calling to, but they're dictating what he can say and what he cannot say. So they tell him, we just want you to teach fiqh. Alhamdulillah, teach minhaj al-saliqeen. Teach some mutun and fiqh. We don't need those classes, Kitab al-Tawheed. You have classes 6 days a week. You have Arabic, you have Quran, you have everything except for what? Everything except for Aqeedah and Tawheed. Everything except for Aqeedah and Tawheed. Hasbi Allah. This is a musibah. This is a calamity. And so from the simat of Ahl Sunnah, wal Jama'ah is al-Dhuhur, al-Wuduh, al-Tamayyuz. That they are distinct in their da'wah. That they are distinct in their da'wah. Likewise, it has come with the wording, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ ظَاهِرُونَ, until the order of Allah comes to pass and they are still in a state of preeminence and dhuhur, and clarity, and they are obvious who is the people of the sunnah. وَبِلَفْتٍ قَائِمَةٍ بِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ, And they are a group that is establishing, undertaking the responsibility of the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِلَطِنْ قَوَّامَ عَلَى أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. And with the wording قَوَّامَ upon the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the emphasized form of which came before, قَائِمَ. قَوَّامَ. And they are the people who have undertaken the responsibility with vigor and with strength to carry out the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the wording mansurin, and they will be victorious. And with the wording yuqatiluna ala al-haq, they will fight for the truth. Wa bi lafdhin zahirina ala man nawahum, and they will be preeminent and dominant over those that oppose them. Wa bi lafdhin qahirina li aduwwihim, and with the wording that they will have overcome their foes. And in the wording azizatun ila yawm al-qiyamah, and a group of people that will be aziza, that will be mighty and dignified up until the Day of Judgment. Al-Imam Abu Abdullah ibn Battah al-Ukbari, he said in his Ibana al-Kubra ta'ariqan ala hadha al-hadith wa amthali. After mentioning this hadith in the beginning of his Ibana al-Kubra, his voluminous book as regards the creed and the methodology of Ahlus Sunnati wal-Jama'ah, he said, commenting upon this hadith and what is similar to it, he said, جَعَلَنَا اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَامِلِينَ. He said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us and you from those that act upon His book. وَبِسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّنَا مُتَمَسِّكِينَ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And those that are holding fast to the sunnah of our Prophet. وَلِلْأَيْمَةِ وَالْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ مُتَّبِعِينَ. And from those that follow the imams of the religion and the khulafa الرَّاشِدِينَ that were rightly guided. وَلِأَثَارِ سَلَفِنَا وَعُلَمَائِنَا مُقْتَفِينَ. And those that are walking in the footsteps of our salaf, of our early generations, and our ulama. وَبِهَادِ شُيُخِينَا الصَّالِحِينَ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ أَجْمَعِينَ مُحْتَدِينَ. And those that are guided through the guidance of our shuyukh الصَّالِحِينَ, from our righteous outer scholars, may Allah have mercy upon all of them. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ ثَنَاؤُهُ وَتَقَدَّسَتْ أَسْمَاؤُهُ جَعَلَ فِي كُلِّ زَمَانٍ فَتْرَةٍ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَدُرُوسًا لِلْأَثَرِ وَدُرُوسًا لِلْأَثَرِ ثُمَّ هُوَ تَعَالَى بِلُطْفِهِ لِعِبَادِهِ وَرِفْقِهِ بِأَهْلِ عِنَايَتِهِ وَمَنْ سَبَقَتْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَةُ فِي كِتَابِهِ لَا يُخْلِي كُلَّ زَمَانٍ مِنْ بَقَايَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ حَمَلَتْ الْحُجَّةَ يَدْعُونَ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِلَى الْهُدَى. And then he says, prevailing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa taqaddasat asma'uh. He said, indeed Allah, may His names be glorified. Tabarak wa ta'ala, He has placed in every time fatra min al-rusul. And a fatra is a time of da'af, a time of futur, and a time of weakness. He has placed in every time a remnant from the people of knowledge. So Al-Imam Al-Allama Al-Hafidh Abu Abdullah Ubaidullah bin Muhammad ibn Battah Al-Ukbari, author of Al-Ibana Al-Kubra, he says that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave any time of weakness after the sending of the prophets and the messengers. When the ways of the prophets and the messengers had started to become lost, except that he, out of his lutf, out of his subtle mercy, in ways that are unexpected to his slaves, and his rifq and his kindness to those that he showed his inayah and his special care for, special mercy were afforded to, and in those that had been decreed to be the recipients of mercy in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, and he out of his mercy, tabarak wa ta'ala, and his kindness did not leave any time from the remnants of the people of knowledge, hamalatul hujjah. You know, those people who are the bearers and the carriers of the evidences of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. يَدْعُونَ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِلَى الْهُدَى, calling those that stray to the correct guidance. وَيَذُودُونَهُمْ عَنَ الرَّدَى, and shooing them away and running them away from الرَّدَى, and warding away from them الرَّدَى, halak, and destruction. وَيَصْبِرُونَ مِنْهُمْ عَنَ الْأَدَى, and being patient with their harms. وَيُحْيُونَ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ الْمَوْتَى, and bringing the dead back to life with the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Those people whose hearts had died in misguidance, back to life with the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَيُبَصِّرُونَ بِعَوْنِ اللَّهِ أَهْلَ الْعَمَى, and in giving sight by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those that are blind. وَبِسُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَهْلَ الْجَهَالَةِ وَالْخَبَاءِ, and with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, causing the people of ignorance and stupidity to be able to come to their senses. And then he brings a number of ahadith that prove this. And from that which he reported, this is what he reported with the chain of narration to Qais ibn Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, the son of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they will not cease to be a group from my nation that are apparent upon the truth. Aziza ila yawm al-qiyamah. And they will be mighty up until the day of judgment. And they will be mighty up until the day of judgment. Al-Imam Abu al-Qasim Hibatullah ibn al-Hasan al-Tabari al-Lalakai, Imam al-Lalakai, he wrote the book As-Sunnah. It's also called Sharh as-Sunnah. And the full name of the book, they say, Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahl Sunnah, the explanation of the fundamentals of the creed of Ahl Sunnah, which is the one of the absolute most important books of Aqidah ever written, that collects the creed of a number of the Imams of the Salaf and mentions every single affair of creed and the athar, the narrations going back to the Imams of the Salaf as regards their belief about every single affair of belief. And their understanding as regards every single affair of belief. When they talk about the affair of Iman increasing and decreasing, he mentions a list of names, pages long, the names of the Imams of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, Fulan and Fulan and Fulan and Fulan. And this one and this one and this one and this one from Mecca and the Tabi'een. The likes of Atah, the likes of Ibn Juraj, Abdul Malik Ibn Juraj, the likes of Sufyan Ibn Uyayna after them, the likes of the likes of Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna, the likes of any of the scholars of Medina, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, Kharija ibn Zayd, and others from the Tabi'een, the next generation, the next generation, the next generation. From the Imams of the Hijaz, Mecca and Medina, then the Imams of Iraq, Kufa and Basra, then the Imams of Misr, the Imams of Egypt, the Imams of Asham, the Imams of Damascus, the Imams of Hims, and other places in the lands of the Muslims, from the Kibar Ahlul Ilm. And he Fulan and 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 this line and that line and this line and that line. That's what the books of creed sound like when you read Aqidatul Raziyyin. This is the creed, the Aqidah of the ulama of, I went to Hijaz and Washam and Wayaman and Wamisra. I went to Hijaz and I went to Asham and I went to Iraq and I went to Misr. And he went to Array and he went to this land and this city and this city. And Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala in his creed, he said, I went to this land and I went to this land and I went to this land this many times over the course of this many years. And I went to this land this many times over the course of this many years. And I learned from so and 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 so. And this one and that one and this one and that one. And all of them And then he mentioned the creed of Ahl Sunnah. The creed of Ahl Sunnah. Imam Al-Alakai rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَلَمْ نَجِدْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ وَأَثَارِ صَحَبَتِهِ إِلَّا الْحَثْ عَلَى الْإِتِّبَاعِ. He said that all we find in the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the narrations of the Sahaba, is the encouragement to follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَمَّ تَكَلُّفُ الْإِخْتِرَاعِ. And the dispraise and the criticism of a takalluf. And you have people making takalluf. And takalluf is where a person, and he goes too far in trying to uncover the meanings of the text beyond what was ever said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. And you have a person overburdening themselves and trying to introduce new things to the religion. فَمَنْ اَقْتَصَرَ عَلَى هَذِهِ الْآثَارِ كَانَ الْمِنَ الْمُتَّبِعِينَ. Whoever limits himself to these narrations, therefore, what is in the book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and the narrations of the Sahaba, then they will be from those that are muttabi'een, and those that are truly the followers of the Prophet ﷺ. وَكَانَ أَوْلَاهُمْ بِهَذَا الْإِسْمِ وَأَحَقُّهُمْ بِهَذَا الْوَسْمِ وَأَخَصُّهُمْ بِهَذَا الرَّسْمِ أَصْحَابُ الْحَدِيثِ لِاخْتِصَاصِهِمْ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَاتِّبَاعِهِمْ لِقَوْلِهِ وَطَوْلِ مُلَازَمَتِهِمْ لَهُ. And those that are most deserving of this name, and those that are most rightful of this description, and those that are most specifically mentioned, or meant by this ascription, are the people of hadith, because of the ikhtisas, because of the special connection they had to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they follow the statements of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and restrict themselves to that in the affairs of the religion, and because they have spent so much time adhering to learning and implementing these affairs. وَتَحَمُّلِهِمْ عِلْمَهُ. And even because they are carrying the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَحِفْظَهُمْ أَنْفَاسَ وَأَفْعَالَ. And they safeguarded and preserved for us the moments of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his actions. فَأَخَذُوا الْإِسْلَامَ عَنْهُمْ مُبَاشَرًا. And so they took Islam directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَشَرَعِيَهُمْ مُشَاهَدًا, meaning the companions. And they witnessed the laws of Islam and the affairs of belief being revealed. وَأَحْكَامُ مُعَيَّنًا. And they observed the laws of Islam. مِنْ غَيْرِ وَاسِطَةٍ وَلَا سَفِيرٍ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ وَاسِلًا. Without anyone between them and between the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَجَاوَلُوهَا عَيَانًا. وَحَفِظُوا عَنْهُ شَفَاهًا. And so they encountered these affairs directly. And they safeguarded and they memorized these things directly from the mouth and the lips of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَتَلَقَّفَوْهُ مِنْ فِيهِ رَتَبًا وَتَلَقَّوْهُ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ عَذَبًا. And they took it moist from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they took it palatable and with a beautiful taste from the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَاَعْتَقَدُوا جَمِيعَ ذَلِكَ حَقَّهُ. And they believe that all of that is true. وَأَخْلَصُوا بِذَلِكَ مِنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ يَقِينًا. And from their hearts, they were sincere in their certainty about all of it. فَهَذَا دِينٌ أَخَذُوا أَوَّلَهُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُشَافَهَا. And so this is the religion that they took directly from the mouth of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. لَمْ يَشْبَحْ لبس ولا شبحة. ثم نقلها العدول عن العدول من غير تحامل ولا ميل. So they took it directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any confusion as regards his wordings and his meanings and without any doubts. And then they conveyed it just as they heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the udul, and to those that were most trustworthy and upright and righteous from their students. One generation to another generation. من غير تحامل. تحامل ولا ميل. And without deviating away from it. ثم الكافة عن الكافة والصافة عن الصافة والجماعة عن الجماعة. One group from another group. And the cream of the crop, the صافة. And those that were the elite of the scholars. From the elite of the scholars. And one جماعة from another جماعة. And one group of scholars from the scholars who preceded them. فَهَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ تَعَهَدَتْ بِنَقْلِهِمَ الشَّرِيعَةِ when hafadat bihim usul as-sunnah. These are the people that the sharia was conveyed, that the meanings and the wordings of the sharia was conveyed carefully through. And they are the people that the fundamentals of the sunnah were preserved by. فَوَجَبَتْ لَهُمْ بِذَلِكَ الْمِنَّ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْأُمَّةِ And so they have a tremendous favor and right and status above the entire ummah because of that. وَدَعْوَةُ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ And they have the right that we make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He has mercy upon them. فَهُمْ حَمَلَةُ عِلْمِهِ They are the carriers of His knowledge, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَنَقَلَةُ دِينِهِ وَسَفَارَتُهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أُمَّتِهِ And they are the safara. And they are the ambassadors between the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his nation. وَأُمَنَاؤُهُ فِي تَبْلِيغِ الْوَحِي عَنْهُ And they are those that were entrusted to convey the revelation from the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَحَرِيُّنَ أَن يَكُونُوا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِهِ فِي حَيَاتِهِ وَوَفَاتِهِ And so it is most likely, therefore, it is only that which is obvious, therefore, that they are the most of the closest of the people to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most deserving of people to being ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his life and after his death. If a person wants to know the sunnah, where do they go? They want to know what was the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Is that clear? It's really not as complicated as most people would think, but people are lazy. They don't like to read. They don't like to study. And people, they have access to all the books. If you ask the people in the last generation, the generation before them, people that accepted Islam in the 60s and the 70s and the early 80s, what they had access to as regards books and materials, any the majority of stuff was coming from any the translations of the Mustashriqun. The Mustashriqun who are the Adnab al-Ma'suniyya. Any the Mustashriqun, the Orientalist Kufar, are translating books from Arabic into the English language, and they are nothing but the tales of the Freemasons. The majority of the books in those times, they were coming from any people with revolutionary ideologies, influenced by the movement of Abu al-A'la al-Mawdudi in the Indian subcontinent. Any people that were affected by the books of Sayyid Qutb Ma'alim fi Tariq. Any people that were reading books that were translated by people who English was not their first or second or third language. And so they would translate the books of Hadith and a person would read any the books, any if they were authentic books, they would read those books and they would say, I don't know what language this is. Right? I don't know what language this is. It looks like Urdu. Because it is. It's a Pakistani translator. And everything from any Hazrat this and Hazrat that. This one and that one, Mawlana, Umar. Any things that you never find written in the books of Hadith. In the Arabic language. That's what people had access to and they tried their best. And they tried their best. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blessed us in this country with people that have the opportunity to sit at the feet of the ulama and to take knowledge from the ulama and to seek knowledge of the religion of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to convey the knowledge to us just as it was conveyed in the early generations. You know, the excuses are cut off. The excuses are cut off. When they mention in the early generations, like you have the statement of Al-Imam Ubaidullah al-Sijzi, Rahmatullahi alayhi. And he mentioned any of the books that a person reads if they want to know the Sunnah, the creed of Ahl Sunnah. He said, Kitab al-Sunnah by Kitab al-Sunnah from the Sunnah of Abi Dawood. Kitab al-Sunnah and the Sunnah of Abi Dawood. Who has the Sunnah of Abi Dawood on their bookshelf? Most people have the Sunnah of Abi Dawood. Kitab al-Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful explanation in printed form now by Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri. Kitab al-Sunnah. This Kitab al-Sunnah from Ibn Majah. There's an explanation by Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi. Kitab al-Sunnah. Likewise, Kitab al-Sunnah, the Muqaddimah rather, the introduction of the Sunnah of Ibn Majah. The Sunnah of Ibn Majah. Kitab al-I'tisam, the book of holding fast of the Sunnah. The book of Tawheed, likewise, in Sahih al-Bukhari. And in Kitab al-Iman, Sahih Muslim. And he has mentioned all throughout the books of Hadith, the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And in the affairs of belief. Likewise, from what was mentioned by Ubaidullah al-Sijzi, rahmatullahi alayhi, who lived in the late 4th century, early 5th century. He said, may Allah have mercy upon him. And he has a book that is called Ijma'u Salaf al-I'tiqad. By Harb al-Karamani. by Harb al-Karamani, rahmatullahi alayhi. Alhamdulillah, our brother Abu Iyad Amjad Rafiq has finished a translation of this book. Alhamdulillah, Sharh al-Sunnah. Wallahi, we saw people that were from the leaders of the followers of Wallace Muhammad. People that were involved in politics in our cities. And people that were on a different level with what they were upon and being involved in different movements and so on and so forth. You remember when we gave them books like Usul al-Sunnah, Sharh al-Sunnah. They come back with, they call you and you could hear the crying in their voice, the cracking of their voice. You see them, you see the tears in their eyes. Wallahi, nobody ever told me. It's that clear. It's right here. It's right here, the Sunnah. It's clear as day. بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ كُتُبُ السَّلَفِ. Between us and the innovators are the books of the Salaf. All we need is the statements of the Salaf. Every single affair of the religion. And you'll see every major calamity that the Ummah goes through. Look at what occurred over the course of the last 4 to 5 years of what was called the Arab Spring. The Arab Spring. Which is really the Arab Fall. Which is really the Arab Fall. And the scholars, they saw a fitna coming. As Hassan al-Basri, he said, الْفِتْنَ إِذَا أَقْبَلَتْ عَرَفَهَا كُلُّ عَالِمٌ وَإِذَا أَدْبَرَتْ عَرَفَهَا كُلُّ جَاهِلٌ. And when a fitna is coming, every scholar will recognize it. 15 years before 9/11. 15 years before 9/11. Sheikh Muqbi said, رَأْسُ الْفِتَنْ فِي الْيَمَنْ أُسَامَةُ بِنُ لَادٍ. The head of all of the fitna, the cause of all the fitna in Yemen is Osama bin Laden. 15 years before 9/11. Nearly a decade before 9/11, the book Al-Irhab, the book called Al-Irhab wa Atharuhu ala al-Afradi wal-Umam, terrorism and its effects on individuals and societies. The books of our teacher, our Shaykh Zayd ibn Muhammad al-Madkhali, rahmatullahi alayhi. Refuting who? Refuting Abu Ra'ala al-Mawduri and Sayyid Qutub. Refuting ideological terrorism. Those people whose books were the ideological inspiration for the terrorist. The book of a Sheikh Rabi ibn Ohadi, written many years before 9/11. Written well over a decade before 9/11. Manhaj al-Anbiya fi da'wati ila Allah. The methodology of the prophets in calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Refutation of who? Refutation of, a little bit, the Jama'at al-Tabligh. But mainly, Al-Mawduri and Sayyid Qutub. Al-Mawduri and Sayyid Qutub. Those people that would be the ideological inspiration for the terrorist groups. These people that had many people who said that they were Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. They said that they were from the people of the Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And even some of them were from the students of the scholars. And the books of the likes of these people, of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin and the Sururiya and so on and so forth, caused many people to go astray. And Shaykh Rabi said, in one time you will go from the north to the south, to the east to the west in the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And you will not, وَمَا تَلْقَى إِلَّا سَلَفِيًّا. And you will not meet a person except that they were Salafi. From the north to the south, to the east to the west. Everywhere you went. And then what happened? He said, and then some of the enemies of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, from the Jews and the Christians and the Freemasons and the Zionists and so on and so forth, they observed this talahum between Ahl Sunnah. And they plotted to plant in the ranks of Ahl Sunnah people with revolutionary terrorist ideology. And so it first occurred in Afghanistan, where many of the youth went from Saudi Arabia to help the Afghans fight against the Russians. They had access to people like Abdullah Azzam and the likes of those people that were the shuyukh of bin Laden, those people that twisted bin Laden. Bin Laden, he was a generous person. He was a person that wasn't deviant before he left. And those people that they would use the teachings of Sayyid Qutub and Mawduri and this one and that one to twist the minds of the youth and send them back like ticking time bombs into their societies. And now the people today, they come and they say, what kind of Salafi are you? Are you a militant Salafi? Or are you a moderate Salafi? He says there's only one type of Salafi. A Salafi nisbatun ila Salaf. And how can a person be ascribed to the Salaf and he is diametrically opposed to the fundamentals, the usul of Salafiyyah? From the fundamentals of Salafiyyah is hearing and obeying the Muslim rulers. And that which is not disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the usul of Salafiyyah is not fighting during fitna. is not engaging in civil insurrection and revolt and protests and so on and so forth. From the fundamentals of Salafiyah is that at-takfir is not applied to an individual unless the conditions are met and the mawani' and the preventative affairs that prevent the ruling of disbelief from being applied to a person are absent. And that is to be applied by the scholars. From the usul al-salafiyyah is that the nawazil marji'uha ila ahl al-ilm, is that these serious affairs that befall the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be referred to the scholars of the ummah, the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah. These people oppose the Salaf in all of these usul. And they brought al-waylu wa-thubur upon the societies. And we said if the people had only held fast to their senior scholars, the likes of, in the early times as they started to show their colors right before the death of the Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the death of the Shaykh al-Albani, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the death of the Shaykh Muqbil, rahmatullahi alayhi, and the death of the Shaykh Uthaymeen, rahmatullahi alayhi, they had held fast to their advices in those early days. None of this would have occurred. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيَّةً. But this is something that Allah from His wisdom decreed to occur for the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِيَحْرِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةً وَيَحْيَ مَنْ هَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةً. So those that survive upon the truth can survive based upon al-bayyinah, based upon clear evidence, and those that are destroyed will be destroyed after clear evidence has come to them. And if the scholars had been adhered to in the past 4 or 5 years, the likes of a Shaykh Rabi', the likes of a Shaykh Ubay, the likes of a Shaykh Muhammad ibn Hadi, the likes of a Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, the likes of a Shaykh Salih al-Haydan, the likes of the Grand Mufti and others, the likes of a Shaykh Salih al-Suhaymi, a Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abad, Al-Qa'ima Tatul, a long list of scholars. Allah has blessed us with the likes of a Shaykh Zayd ibn Muhammad and ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, rahmatullahi alayhi. If they had held fast to the scholars, they would have saved themselves much grief. But the people are upon al-ahwa, and the people are upon their whims and upon their desires. And we say, whatever the case as regards every affair between us and the people are the books of the Salaf. And we suffice ourselves with this. And the people of Hadith, they are Hurras al-Ard. They are the guardians of the earth. And this is an amana that is upon our necks. As the common folk from the people of Sunnah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the courage and the wherewithal and the patience and the diligence to hold on to it until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa huwa anna radwa. He is pleased with us. Tabarak wa ta'ala hadha. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.